And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, before we get started, I want to remind you to check out our beautiful website, ronniedeutschradio.com, if you'd like to listen to all of our previous radio shows or check in with some of our amazing experts. Now, as many of you know, I was born and raised in California, which means I'm a California girl and I love it. That's why I want to go on the record this morning and say that, in my opinion, California is the single greatest state and place to live because we have the most beautiful beaches and surfing and people and yummy food, especially that food in Malibu. And plus, we've got the most amazing firefighters and first responders in the world. You see, even though we've got the worst governor in you, Jerry Brown, and the worst senator in you, Kamala Harris, California is truly amazing. And if you live here, pinch yourself, man, because you are so blessed. And that is why last week was devastating to see and witness the fires that ruined thousands of homes and acres and structures and devastated people's lives. When I grew up at 17146 Goya Street in Granada Hills, California, we had earthquakes. So we did a ton of earthquake drills, right? You drop, you get under the desk. But I got to tell you something, man. We did not have fires like this when I grew up. In fact, I don't know anything about these fires, but I certainly know about earthquakes because the big one did come in 1971, and it was scary and it was awful. But the thing is, right now in California, you've got peoples whose lives have been ruined. Let's look at the math. First of all, people lost their lives. And we're talking about people, good people, man, from Sonoma County, from Napa County, from Mendocino County. And we've got hundreds more that are being treated at hospitals for smoke inhalation and for some really severe burns. Now, I don't know about you, but I love Napa. And I am absolutely in love with Calistoga. And I bet many of you listening right now love the wine that comes from Napa and comes from Sonoma. But what I want you to know is I used to go to Calistoga all the time. And I have some of the most meaningful and memorable moments in my life there. So the fact that Calistoga, Sonoma, Napa has been devastated, it absolutely breaks my heart. Now, what makes these fires so painful, right, are the number of people that are still missing. I mean, can you imagine for a moment that you lost your home, you lost your business, you lost everything, but you're looking for someone who's missing, man? I cannot even imagine that. And it's happening everywhere. It's not just happening in Northern California. This fire is everywhere in our great state. I mean, all you got to do is look at Orange County. And you look at the Orange County fire and the devastation that Southern California, Northern California, man, we're all experiencing it, and it's awful. How can 5,000 homes go up in smoke in an instant? How can 24 structures be burned to the ground? We're talking 7,500 acres in SoCal that have been torched, which is just awful. I mean, I need someone to explain to me how in the world is this possible? How can you lose everything, and I'm talking everything, in a blink of an eye? 115,000 acres. Do you realize how big that terrain is? But here's the problem. You see, we had a lot of rain this winter, guys. A ton of rain. And it made everything grow. And it was absolutely beautiful. But then all of this stuff died, right? Because the rain stopped. So you got a ton of brush out there that's just sitting and waiting to be torched. And now guess what you do? You add in the dry weather and the high winds. The high winds in California are awful. The earthquakes in California are awful. Our politicians in California are awful. But you know what? California is the greatest state on the planet. And I want to make sure and talk about someone who perished. You see, a man named Charles Rippey and his wife, Sarah, May you rest in peace. They just celebrated their 75th anniversary, and they died in the fire. Again, I cannot imagine what that must be like for people who have lost loved ones. And here's what I want to know. I want to know about you. You see, I've got a very, very big question to ask. Are you ready? I want to know this. If your house was on fire and you had 5 minutes to evacuate, what would you take? Who are you? Because I have to tell you something. You see, there is a lesson to be learned in all of this. I have personally lost everything. I want you to know this about me. But you see, I didn't lose everything in a fire. And I didn't lose everything in a storm, a hurricane, a flood, or a dam breaking. That was not my situation. But I lost all of my material possessions. I lost my homes. I lost my cars. I lost my money. I lost my job. I lost everything. And that is why I ask you, who are you? And what would you take if you had 5 minutes to get out? Because I keep hearing these stories of human kindness. I keep hearing stories about what you people would take if their homes were on fire. And I got to tell you something. It makes me feel proud to be an American. It makes me have faith in humankind. Because right now, I don't have faith in Congress. I don't have faith in politicians. In fact, I can't stand the majority of the senators in Washington because I think they are ruining our country. But what is happening to us? You got fires. You got floods. You got people in Puerto Rico, 89% without electricity. According to my friend Michelle at the Red Cross, are you ready? 900,000 people are without homes. How in the world is that possible? How in the world can we, the greatest nation in the world, have 900,000 people displaced in Florida, in Texas, in Puerto Rico, in California, our own backyard? Did any of you think this was going to happen? Because I certainly didn't. So what are you grabbing? You've got 5 minutes. You see, I asked my mom this question. And the reason why I asked her this question is because my mom was a half a mile from where the mandatory evacuation was. And I was nervous and scared, like all of you are nervous and scared when you cannot get a hold of people you love. Thankfully, my mom's home did not burn down. But I asked her this question, Mom, who are you and what would you grab in those 5 minutes? And my mom's answers were priceless. She said to me, honey, well, of course I'm going to grab the dogs. Remember, my mom is 85 years old. Of course I'm going to grab the dogs and I'm going to grab the birds and I'm going to put them in their little cage. And then, honey, I'm going to grab my favorite jacket. Do you hear me? My mom told me in the last 5 minutes, she's going to grab her favorite jacket and, of course, her purse, because my mom is a girly girl. And so I asked my other friends, what would you grab in your last 5 minutes? And, of course, my yummy girly girlfriend told me she's going to grab her computer and her pocketbook. And I was shocked that she didn't grab a sexy dress or boots. But the majority of people that I've spoken to have told me this, Ronnie, I'm grabbing my kids and my animals. If I have a trust, I would grab my trust. I'm looking for insurance documents, Ronnie. I'm looking for keys to my box at my bank. But the bottom line is, what I learned from asking people what they would grab is simple. Are you ready? We're not as materialistic as we think we are, right? We go out there and we buy and we spend and we buy and we spend some more. We are a nation of consumers. However, in the moments that matter the most, I didn't hear anyone tell me that they're grabbing everything they just bought at the store. Instead, people focus on what really matters. And I'm going to tell you something. Thankfully, we have a vice president and a president who care about California. Because what I heard is that President Trump has approved a major disaster declaration, which is going to give us out here in California federal resources that we need. We're talking about $557 million. But here's my question, Congress. Do you really think California only needs $576 million to help our great state? Because I got to tell you something. I think we need a lot more, man. We need more firefighters. We need more first responders. We need basic services that thousands of good people are without. We need electricity. We need power lines. And we need to help people now. Because the Red Cross, man, they're at a crossroads. They don't have enough money or resources to help everybody. That's why you, Congress, you need to step up and get something done. And you know who else needs to step up and get something done to help the people in California? That's you, Senator Harris, and that's you, Jerry Brown. I think you're the two worst politicians in the country, but you know what? I'm begging you to change my opinion. I'm begging you to step up and help the state that elected you. All right, I know I get crazy. I know I get passionate, but that's because I love California, and I'm so proud to say that I was born and raised here. All right, everybody, we have an unbelievable show for you. I've got Dr. David Sadat in studio, and you know what he's going to talk to you about? How you can actually sleep better and maybe even sleep with your husband or wife. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And I got to tell you, if you just turn the radio on, it is your lucky day. And that is because I've got Dr. Arnold Almonte in studio. And I know you know who he is. He is my favorite plastic surgeon in America. Dr. Almonte, welcome.
Thank you, Ronnie. It's good to be back.
All right, Dr. Almonte, here's what I want to know. I was surfing in Malibu last weekend, and I took your advice. I put on as much sunscreen as I possibly could. However, I still got sunburned. So I need you to educate me and our amazing audience about sunscreen, right? What should we use and what matters when protecting your face from the elements so we don't get wrinkles and age prematurely?
Well, Ryan, I'm really glad you asked that because, you know, as a plastic surgeon, skin is one of the most important things that we talk about with our patients. And protection from the sun is of, you know, utmost importance. When you're out there, you're exposed those, you know, fierce beams of the sun beating down on your skin can really affect the skin. And, you know, back in the day, we used to love to tan. But as we get older, the skin doesn't recover as well as it did when we were much younger. And so it's so important to apply sunscreen and heavily.
Do you realize, Dr. Almonte, how many women are listening to us right now who do not apply sunscreen on a daily basis, and yet they've got little Charlie, they've got Madison, they've got JR, they've got Khalil, they've got all these kids. They're playing soccer and baseball. What is your advice to those women today?
Well, you know, I talk to these very same individuals you're referring to who have young kids, and interestingly enough, they'll apply sunscreen to their children, you know, very diligently, but themselves not as well. So it's important to remember the lesson that sun causes sun damage. And so it's so important, you know, starting at an early age to really protect your skin with sunscreen.
And let's face it, Dr. Almonte, women who do not protect their faces have wrinkles. So what happens, Dr. Almonte, when they show up at your office, they've got wrinkles, they don't love the way they look? Tell me about that process and that relationship with you.
Well, the first step is always that initial consultation, which, by the way, is free for any members of our audience. Come see me at in Roseville. Our phone number is 916-771-2062. Again, that's 916-771-2062 for a free cosmetic consultation. So when patients come in to see me, you know, the skin is one of the first things we talk about, especially of the face. I mean, that's the most exposed area. That's the area that everyone sees. So talking about how to protect their skin and what we can do to either prevent further sun damage or to treat existing sun damage, that's a big part of our consultation.
And let's talk about protecting your face. So we've got people that are showing up. They've got sun damage. What is the most common sun damage, and how do you treat it so that these women leave and they feel like I do, Dr. Amonte? I love the way I look.
Well, you know, the sun can affect the skin in so many different ways. You can get fine lines. You can get fine wrinkles. You can get brown spots, or sometimes they're called sunspots. I mean, these are the color changes that occur with the effects of the sun. So these are the types of things that I address, and we try to treat using a number of treatment options.
And when I went and saw you, Dr. Amonte, my very first meeting, I had Botox, right? Then I came back, Dr. Amonte, and I had some moles removed. And in the future, I'm going to have some other stuff done. Let's talk about Botox, because you know what? Botox is my new best friend. Tell me about Botox and the effects that you've seen on the women that you have treated.
Well, I love the effect it has had on you already. I can see how nicely it looks on your forehead. So Botox is basically treatment of the muscle under the skin. It's FDA approved right now to be used to treat the frown lines between your eyebrows, the lines around your eyes called the smile lines or crow's feet, and also the forehead lines, you know, that people get from, you know, raising their eyebrows over long periods of time. The muscles are basically relaxed with the Botox, thus preventing the wrinkle from forming. So it's really not a skin treatment per se. It's a muscle treatment, but then it prevents that wrinkle from forming because it's this chronic overuse of that muscle that results in those deep lines.
And like you're saying, Dr. Amonte, Botox is working on my face, and it's working on so many of my other friends' faces as well. What about fillers? I actually have had some discussions with women who do have fillers, and they look fantastic. Their volume on their face. Tell me, when is it that you recommend fillers to your clients?
So fillers are different than Botox. So I just want to make that clear, so members of our audience who are listening know that Botox is kind of treatment for the muscles, and fillers are a treatment that add volume to your face. And the most common areas you want to add volume are like in the cheeks, around the what we call the nasolabial folds, around the mouth, in the lips sometimes. And addition of this volume really enhances your appearance. For a free consultation, please call me at 916-771-2062. Again, that's 916-771-2062.
Now, I don't want to embarrass you, Dr. Amonte, but I talk about you a lot, and I brag about you.
Aww.
And I was talking to one of my yummy friends whose face is quite literally stunning, and she has not had much work on it at all. So what I want to know is, are there just some women like her that are so freaking lucky that they've got this genetic thing going on? I mean, how is that possible?
I mean, you said the right word. It's absolutely true. I mean, genetics plays a huge role. Look at, you know, mom, grandma, and so on. And some people are indeed blessed to have really good, you know, bone structure or really good skin quality itself. But they're also subject to the same environmental factors that everyone else is, you know, sun. So sun protection is key for them just as it is for anyone else.
My last question, Dr. Amonte, has to do with the healing process, right? I mean, I left your office after getting Botox. A couple days later, I looked in the mirror and couldn't believe what I saw. Tell me about the healing process with most of these procedures.
That's really the nice thing. That's truly where we've advanced is the procedures that we're doing nowadays. The healing process is very rapid, and that fits right into people's lifestyles. You know, non-surgical treatments, the effect is almost immediate. And for the surgeries, you know, in 7 to 10 days, you're already looking really good.
Now, for those of you that have just turned the radio on, I love Dr. Amonte. It is just so obvious and apparent what he has done for my life. All right, everyone, I need you to stick around because I am going to continue my discussion about real estate, the fires, and the effect that it is having on your property. All of that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got great news for you, because I've got in studio our amazing and beautiful real estate expert, Renee Nielsen. And you know what we're talking about? We're talking about you. We're talking about your homes, and we're talking about the fire that has devastated thousands and thousands of people. So Renee, what I want to know is, how can people protect their homes, if they can at all, from fires? What should people know and what should they do, Renee?
Well, good morning, Ronnie. Well, when you're buying your property, there's lots of things that we check for, but there's never any 100% guarantees of anything. So you just go in and you do the best that you can. You're going to have an insurance agent that looks at your property, and they're going to come in and tell you if you need to remove trees from over the roof. I've had properties where a tree was growing almost three quarters over the entire roof, and they wanted the whole tree cut back. They did that and came in and cut the rest of the yard out, and the client didn't want the house anymore. So that's a little bit of a problem. No more secret garden. But anyway, so you're going to have other people come in and advise us, because I'm not an advisor per se on those items, but we have people around us who are going to help.
All right, so let's talk about that inspection process, because for those of you that are joining us right now, you know, we're talking about your house. We're talking about the fires in California, and I want to make sure that you do everything to protect yourself. What about those inspectors, Renee? You got people that are coming out to the house, right? Your clients are looking to buy a home. They're looking to sell, and you've got the inspectors out there. What are they going to tell people, Renee? What do people need to know? You talk about the trees. Is it the roof? What is it, Renee, that attracts fires and devastation?
Okay, so an inspector in general is just going to come out to your property, and they're going to get on your roof. They're going to walk your property inside and out. They're going to go up in your attic. It might even be something inside your house that could cause a fire, usually. It's not usually a forest fire. So they're going to mark, and just so you know, they mark every single thing they see. Sometimes little tiny cracks in the driveway, they point out everything. So you need to be able to decipher between the important things and the not so important things. Make sure you call me at 833-697-3832 if you have questions on what we can do for your inspections. Again, that's 833-697-3832.
All right, Renee, I want to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and that is multi-generational housing. I mean, I believe, Renee, that more people, you got more millennials at home, and you got more people that are buying into multi-generational homes, where you've got mom, maybe even dad, you've got maybe auntie, you've got maybe an uncle, and you got the kids. Can you tell me about the properties that you're aware of in California, right, that relates to the multi-generational housing?
Well, we're seeing people who have that need more and more often. And it's actually kind of cool, because we didn't, the last number of years, you didn't see that quite as much. But I have a couple homes, and they're single story. So it's good if your multi-generational families include the older group, right? You always got to think about the stairs and things. But I have two properties right now that have, you know, masters at both ends of the homes. They're over 3,000 square feet. One's more of a modern ranch style. The other one's going to be a really modern, cool house. Both of these homes, the contractor is actually Uriah Faber, our UFC fighter hero in California, his dad and his business partner. They're doing some cool things for us in both of these homes. We have an artist coming and working on one of the homes that's going to do some woodworking in it. So it's pretty cool. But definitely both of these homes are on either a half acre or an acre, and can have lots of people in the house and lots of privacy. So if you're interested in knowing more about those properties, my phone number again is 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832.
Now, Renee, you know me and I know you. You're a mom and I'm an auntie. I think it would be amazing, Renee, to have a huge house and have all of the family. Like, I'm buying in to multi-generational households. What do you see as the benefits to your clients, Renee, that are calling you, seeking your services out to specifically find that beautiful multi-generational house?
Okay, so just so you know, they're not as many as there is the demand. So they're harder to find. But just as a parent, I'm going to tell you that what I think would be cool is to not only have, the ability to be able to have your parents over, or even if it's just guests visiting on top of your family members, or, you know, sometimes you want to have your friends or your kids' friends over so everyone can hang out. And the biggest thing really is everyone wants to be in the same space and participate and still have some privacy. So we're still seeing the open floor plans and all of that. I mean, just people want a big, nice space where they don't have to be on top of each other.
If we know there is a shortage of homes in California, how should people approach buying a home? If you know there's a ton of other people there, right? And there are multiple offers accepted, number one, what do you got to do to make your offer more sexy? And number two, if you're the seller, do you get backup offers?
Okay, that's a perfect question, Ronnie. There might be lots of other buyers, but what we need to do is just be the top buyer that somebody wants to be in contract with us. So we want to prep our offer so well, get the buyers so ready that they just want, that the seller wants to accept your offer. So I have finance people in place to do that. Call me at 833-697-3832, 833-697-3832. There's actually a special process to it. It's not what everybody does. So
okay, but wait, here's another question I have. Are you ready?
Sure.
I actually heard, Renee, that people submit letters about themselves to the buyers.
Okay, yes, they do. But you know what? I had another agent tell me that he was a dog lover, but he knew the people that were on the other end were also dog lovers. So he totally had the people take a picture of the dog. Now, this is not normal, but they got their offer accepted. And this was in the Bay Area where they had offer a couple $100,000 over list and waive all their contingencies and do that thing. But they loved the information about the dog being part of the family. So it won an offer. So you never know. It's cool, creative stuff.
Hey, man. And I love dogs versus cats, so I like the story. What I want to know, Renee, is what happens when a deal falls apart? You and I have also discussed deals absolutely falling apart. Is that because there were contingencies placed on that deal, Renee? Why do deals fall apart?
Ronnie, there's so many different, there's so many different things that make deals fall apart. So it's a case-by-case basis. You really just want to tee up your offers to help. If you're the seller, you want to help the buyers have a strong offer too. You only want to close once. So you try to vet all those things to begin with to alleviate all that. So if you have questions, call me at 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832.
Now, as many of you can tell, I love Renee Nielsen. She is not only the most amazing real estate agent in California, she's also one of my favorite friends. All right, everybody, I have a very cool discussion coming up next, and it has to do with you, it has to do with the city of Malibu, and it has to do with forgiveness. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I gotta tell you, the surf was amazing this past weekend. I feel so blessed to share with you the amazing time that I had in Malibu. Now, I know when most of you think about Malibu, your first image is probably of a beautiful beach with yummy, yummy girls everywhere wearing hot and very sexy bikinis. And I'd be lying to you if I told you that that wasn't my first image either. And it's probably my producer Mike's first image as well. In fact, not only are there yummy and beautiful women in very sexy clothes and boots and see-through girly girl outfits everywhere in Malibu, there's also some of the hottest surfer dudes in the world barreling in on some of the most massive sets I've seen all year. Yes, Malibu is hotter than ever in every way imaginable. However, what you need to know about me this morning is pretty simple. I feel like a new woman. And it's not because I surfed and I survived the best south swell Malibu has seen all year. I mean, after all, my buddy Joy, she had me surfing in waves that were clearly over my head. Now, that's not the reason why I feel like a new woman. No, no, no. It's way more deeper than that. You see, the reason why I feel like a new woman today is because I saw a movie called The Shack, and I saw it with my badass yummy friend, which means I was totally and completely touched by God. Hey, don't get me wrong. I felt something magical and spiritual sleeping outside under the full moon in Malibu and the stars, especially when those rabbits woke me every morning to say hello. However, what I gotta tell you, man, is that I experienced something magical when I watched this movie. And remember, I'm not the kind of girl who sleeps outside. Are you kidding me? I'd much rather stay at the Aria Hotel or Trump Towers ordering room service. After all, my mom never, I'm talking never, not once, took me camping. Because that's not what you do if you're from Brooklyn, New York. You order room service. That's why this experience in Malibu was so meaningful to me. Now, I don't want to offend anyone who's listening to me right now, because everyone is entitled to believe whatever they want to believe. However, in this movie, The Shack, if you watch it, it's going to change your life, because it's going to force you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, who are you? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm 53 years old, and I love the way I look when I look in the mirror, but that's thanks to none other than Dr. Arnold Almonte. However, I've got to tell you an ugly secret about me, and I don't like it. Are you ready? Unlike the main character in this movie, I've not forgiven the people who devastated me and my life. In fact, I need to be brutally honest with you. I feel the exact opposite. You see, I despise the people who hurt me and my family. I hate the people who hurt me and my family. And at times, I've even wished them a very painful experience. You know, the kind that requires a San Francisco Giants baseball bat or a Los Angeles Dodgers baseball bat and a lot of swings. And yet, in this movie that I saw, called The Shack, the main character, his name was Mackenzie. And I got to tell you who he was confronted by. You ready? He was confronted by God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit when he was having a dream. And all of these three people forced him to confront his demons and his pain and his anger. And I'm telling you right now, this man's pain and his anger and his demons were huge. Because his daughter was murdered, okay? And it was almost excruciating for me to watch this movie, because this man lost his daughter to a serial rapist and a murderer while his family was on a camping trip, you guessed it, sleeping outside under the stars by the water. Now, the thing about this movie that haunts me as it relates to forgiveness, forgiveness, people, because I've lost two nieces over the past decade. One of my nieces, her name was Hannah Rose Juseum, and she was shaken to death by her nanny when she was only 16 months old. And since our criminal injustice system is so badly broken, Governor Jerry Brown and Senator Kamala Harris, my niece's murderer was never convicted. Instead, are you ready? My niece's murderer was sent back to Mexico as her form of punishment for shaking my niece to death. Now, I don't know about you, but if your niece was shaken to death or murdered or raped, how would you feel if the murderer was not sent to jail? So the thing that hit me the hardest in this movie was how this dad, whose kid was raped and murdered, was able to forgive the sick and demented man who killed his daughter. Yes, you heard me correctly. The dad in this movie, he forgave the murderer of his child, and that is what hit me the hardest. And the reason why this hit me so hard is obvious. I have not forgiven the people who hurt me and who hurt my family. I've not forgiven them, and I carry this inside of me. And my mentor, Brandon Hines, who many of you love, and you've heard him on the show, he tells me all the time, Ronnie, you need to forgive. You need to forgive. And the thing is, it's unbelievable for me that I haven't. So I'm sure that you guys can obviously imagine what my question is for you this morning, and it's painful. Are you ready? I want you to be honest with me. I want you to look in the mirror and tell me, have you forgiven the people who've hurt you? Right? Have you forgiven the people that's hurt you or your family or your animals or your business or your girlfriend or your lover or your yummy friends? Have you forgiven those people? You see, I can't lie to you because I'm looking in the mirror and I struggle with forgiveness. And yet I have to tell you something about me. Here I am struggling with forgiveness, and yet I want to be forgiven for the mistakes that I've made in my life. Isn't that unbelievable and ironic? I struggle with forgiveness, but I want you to forgive me for the pain that I've caused you. And I guarantee you right now in my radio show, there are people listening to me that I've hurt. There are people listening to me that I have definitely affected. And I want you to forgive me, but yet I somehow aren't big enough to forgive you. I mean, how in the world am I ever going to be able to be forgiven for the pain and the heartache that I've caused people if I can't forgive others? So this is what this movie taught me. And this is what this movie did to me. I mean, I can't stop thinking about it. I cannot stop thinking about how much I love my life, how much I love my family, how much I love my mom, the children in my life. Leah Deutsch, I love you. Jamie, Joshie, Jesse, I love you. Maddie, JR, Schmushy, I love you. I love you, Jerry. I am so blessed. But you know what? I love a little kid named Jordan. Did you see him? And I need to tell him how sorry I am for the pain that I've caused him. And I hope and pray that he will forgive me. But due to circumstances, I've not talked to him, and I'm going to change that because I'm alive. I am alive, and so are you. So what I'm telling you this morning is if you're alive and you can hear me right now, congratulations. You're here, man, and you get to eat whatever you want today, and you get to tell people how much you love them. And if you're lucky, you get to go to Malibu and you get to go surfing. What I've learned this past weekend is amazing. Everything really is going to be okay. I mean, I just keep telling myself that. Everything is going to be okay. I believe that. I've got this peace in my heart. Even though I cry and I get emotional because that's the girl in me, I just have a peace inside of me that I've not had in a long time, which means I'm going to work on my forgiveness. You see, I'm going to look in that mirror and I'm not only going to love what I look, but I'm going to love how I feel. And I'm going to love the thoughts that I have. And so can you, which is why we want to start relating with each other, because your house could burn down in a blink of an eye. Someone you love can die instantly. Did you get a chance to say goodbye? Because I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to my niece, Samantha Ross, but I know she's in heaven. And there's something about that that feels so good to me. So I want to make sure in telling you about what I learned this past weekend in Malibu, surfing the biggest south swell that they've seen all year. I've learned that I love the water. I love God. I love my family. I love America. I love the military. And I want to say this to you firefighters, to you first responders, and to you law enforcement. God bless you, man. God bless you for what you're doing to help the people in California and Las Vegas and Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico. Because without your help, we would perish. And the last thing that I want to say is, I want to give a special shout out to you, Boo, because you changed my life. And the bottom line is, I can't feel my face when I'm with you. That's how great it was for me. So everyone, you take care of yourself. Tell people you love them. And I appreciate your emails and support. Look forward to seeing you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.